Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you still know what we're still doing still today?
More contradictions.
More contradictions from little Maddie.
Yes.
Because
there's a fucking, there's a lot.
There's so many.
Yeah.
There's so many that I tried to narrow it down and we still went over.
Yes.
The allotted time.
Yeah.
So we're about halfway through and hopefully
we can finish this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So we thought there was only, yeah. Anyway, so we thought we were going to be done with
but you know what?
Yesterday, but now we're not. But
that Here's the thing. Because you're always wrong.
This time it is actually.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I was always wrong.
You were.
I was. Yeah. I was. That's what I'm saying.
All right. So we're finishing up Matthew contradictions today then, right?
That's literally what we just got done
saying.
I know.
I was just because you say little Maddie. I just reiterate with the correct terminology. That's all.
Yes.
All right. You got anything else to say or you want to just get into this?
No, fuck no. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Okie dokie. All right, hopping into part two of Little Maddie's Contradictions episode. You're always wrong.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is Jesus God? Jumping right in with the biggins.
I'm going to go with no on this one. Like that's just my gut feeling because like God was around for so long. And like this is technically
How do you feel about it?
Yeah. No. It's just my feeling is like, no, he's not fucking God. Whatever.
Well, Matthew agrees with you sometimes.
No, okay.
Yeah, in chapter 4, don't forget, God can't be tempted, right?
Yeah.
And yet, then was Jesus led up to the Spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
Mm.
So he does get tempted, and
right.
God can't be tempted. So
right.
Jesus is not God.
Okay.
I feel like that's solid logic.
One would think, yeah.
Then in chapter 19... it goes, and he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God.
Mm.
You know, I'm not God.
So he's not, he's saying,
I'm not God. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So then in chapter 27, he goes, my God, you know, you, not me.
Right.
Why hast thou forsaken me, not you?
Yeah, separate.
Yeah, separate, not separate, but equal even.
Not samesies.
Yeah.
Okay.
But guess what?
I'm apparently wrong.
You're always wrong.
Right.
Because in chapter 9, it says that he forgives sins and he declares himself Lord of the Sabbath.
Mm.
But the thing is, only God can forgive sins.
Oh.
And God is Lord of the Sabbath.
So he's like, I'm God, bitches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth, you know, because only God can forgive. And yet this dude's
who's
doing
this
it.
Guy? Yeah.
And this dude's like, because I can, because I'm God.
Right.
Sometimes. That ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house.
Mm.
You know? I'm Lord of the fucking Sabbath.
Right.
You know why? Because I'm God.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. And guess what? In chapter 12, it says, the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day.
Mm.
So, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm sticking with my answer, though.
Yeah. Jesus is not God, and your Trinity can eat my whole entire ass. Y'all made that shit up. It's so silly.
Moreover, like, this whole origin story again,
it's
like, it really just doesn't, like, this doesn't do it for me.
give me your Thanatos.
I don't believe
your Thor.
It just doesn't. Why does this hold so much water with people?
I don't know. Cause,
I don't understand.
Because they need it to. They want it to. Okay.
All right.
Next question.
Yeah.
Was David alone? Remember David back in the Old Testament in the Hebrew Bible?
Right.
Was David alone when asking for the holy bread at Nob? Remember, like, Jesus is like, ugh, we can eat if we want to on the Sabbath and do shit whatever we fucking want. Because remember how David was eating? Remember,
yeah, but they were, like, remember? War, right?
Yeah, but the question that I'm asking you is, you remember that section of
kind of,
Jesus going, quoting about David?
Right, right.
So was David alone when he was asking for the holy bread?
I honestly don't know the answer to that one. So
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel like it matters, except that Matthew says something that is the opposite of what it says in 1 Samuel.
Oh, okay.
It's a fucking contradiction of what happened.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
So in 1 Samuel, he was alone. Then came David to Nob to Ahimelech, the priest.
Okay.
And Ahimelech was afraid at the meeting of David and said unto them, unto him, why art thou alone and no man with thee?
Oh.
Specifically.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Yeah.
But according to Matthew, he was not alone. David was with other people.
Mm.
So Matthew's like, but he said unto them, have ye not read what David did when he was hungered and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the bread which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests.
Hmm.
So it's not a big one, but I'm like, dude, you read it, but then you misquoted it.
Right.
And it shouldn't matter, except that you quoted it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, this is the Bible.
Right.
So you know, that whole Word of God thing.
If you're going to quote from 1 Samuel, as you remember when David did a thing, you got to talk about the thing that he did correctly.
You might want to get it right.
Right? It's like if you said, remember when David went in on Tuesday to buy a pair of shoes, when what actually happened was that he went on Wednesday to buy an ice cream cone?
Right.
Like, okay, yeah, not the point, but still, like, it does not make your case better.
Right, and especially when you're talking about divine law and divine, you know.
So did God fucking misread his own word?
Right.
Oh my. Yeah. I guess God can't read now, huh? Oopsie. Okay, so next question. How should heathens and tax collectors be treated?
Good.
We already talked about how heathens should be treated. They should always be killed, remember?
I mean, I don't agree with that.
Oh.
Just for
don't
the record,
ya?
No.
No?
No.
We shouldn't get stoned by people?
No.
Like with stones?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, heathens and tax collectors, you have two choices. You can either treat them like friends.
Okay.
Or you can shun them.
Hmm.
And Matthew, it doesn't matter which one you pick. You're always wrong.
I see.
Matthew is on both sides of this, all over the place.
Got it.
As you said last time, the call is coming deeply from inside the house. So which one do you like better?
I like not shunning them.
Okay. So they should be treated like friends.
Right.
Yeah. Matthew kind of agrees. In chapter 9, he says, and it came to pass as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans, publican is another word for tax collector, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, and they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with tax collectors and sinners? Ew! Why does he do this? Gross.
Right.
Well, then in chapter 11 of Matthew, it says the Son of Man, you know, Jesus, who is supposed to be God, I guess, or what the fuck ever,
sure,
came eating and drinking. And they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber. You know, he's imbibing. He's a wine bibber imbibing.
Yeah.
A friend of tax collectors and sinners.
Not that.
Ugh.
My God.
But wisdom is justified of her children. So he's like hanging out with these, you know, horrible, horrible people.
Sure.
Right? But then in chapter 18, he's like, just kidding. They should be shunned. If thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Yay! Mm. You know, if you go and tell him, stop being a tax collector, motherfucker, and he's like, okay.
Right.
And he listens to you, then that's good. Awesome.
Yeah, right.
But if he will not hear thee, then take two or more people and confront him. I said, stop being a tax collector, and my friends here want you to stop also, stupid. Okay, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Mm. You guys heard me tell this motherfucker to stop being a fucking tax collector, right?
Right?
Yeah. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. Me and my friends, we got up on Sunday because, listen, I got to tell the whole congregation, me and my friends, we told this motherfucker over here to stop being a tax collector. And you know what this motherfucker did over here? This fucking guy. You know what he did?
He kept being a tax collector.
He kept being a fucking tax collector.
Crazy.
Yeah. And if he neglects to hear the church, and the church will probably be like gasp and clutching at their pearls.
Sure,
and
sure.
And the ladies with their Mary Kay makeup, their fake eyelashes will fall off and their big hair will just melt down their faces. Oh my God, not a fucking tax collector. Right?
Yeah.
And so then if this motherfucker over here is like, fuck all y'all, and he neglects to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man. Mm. And a tax collector.
Okay.
Shun that motherfucker.
I guess.
We don't like that shit.
Sure.
Stab it. Okay? So whatever you do is wrong. Just so you know.
That's,
Just depends on which chapter you pick.
But I like how it escalated, though. Like, it went from, like, private conversation to bringing people in to telling the whole fucking church. And then, you know, basically...
You got to publicly shame him.
right, know? Yeah.
First, you got to tell him just so he knows. Then you get a couple of friends to come over and beat him up and be like, I said stop. And then you publicly shame him.
It feels like a very strong arm, coercive, like...
Gangster mentality.
Yeah, right?
Mob mentality.
Yeah.
Like... What are you working for, the fucking Godfather over here?
It doesn't sound friendly.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine, like, if somebody did that, like, hey, wife, you need to stop cussing. And they were like, one-on-one, tell me, you got to stop cussing so much.
Right.
And I was like, eat my ass. And so then they brought some friends and were like, we said you need to stop cussing. And then I would say, I saved parts of my ass for each of you.
Right.
And they were like, oh. And then they went to church, but I don't go, of course.
Right.
And the whole church was like, can you even believe that bitch over there cusses so much? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Get her. And then the whole church was telling me, and I was like, still cussing, eat my ass, eat my ass. I hate you all, eat my ass. And they then like beat the fuck out of me. And then they were like, bitch gonna bitch, you know, what you gonna do? And then they would be like, I guess we just stone her now. Fucking heathen. that's my headcanon of what happens.
Right.
That's how the Christians will be with me.
Right.
The ones that are always listening to this shit.
Yeah.
They always be listening to our podcast. All right. Next question.
Okay.
How should parents be treated? You have two options.
Not the bad way.
Yeah, okay, so the not bad way, as you called it,
is
honor, respect, and obey your parents.
There you go. Look, I'm of two minds of this, too.
Mm,
if your parents suck, you know, like, I mean, I'm not saying that everybody has to honor and obey their parents.
Listen, there's parents.
Right, yeah. Well, like, generally, if they're nice parents, you know, you should,
and
you know.
I think that you get to be the judge of that.
Sure.
You know, that's not for me to say.
Right,
I don't fucking know your situation.
Yeah, like, I
don't know your story.
I don't know that I have a solid answer on this, but, like, generally speaking...
Sure.
If they deserve respect and whatever.
Sure.
Sure. Go for it.
This is honor, respect, and obey. I don't know. I'm 50. Obey.
Obey is a really strong word, you know?
<That's> so strong. I don't know that I obeyed when I was 16.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not the best example here. But Exodus and Deuteronomy both urge you, of course, you know, the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Malachi also puts his two cents in. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a fucking curse.
Mm,
right?
I see.
So God is like, not only better you honor thy mother and thy father, if you don't, I'm going to smite your ass.
Right.
That seems like, whoa, dude. I don't know about all that. And then, but Matthew's like, nah, disrespect and hate them. It's fine. Right. Call no man your father upon the earth. Whatevs. Yeah. Is okay. What he says in chapter 23.
Well, and that bothered me. There was some terminology mm-hmm. that was used within Matthew that was like, yeah. Yeah, fuck your parents. You know, in a way.
He's like, you don't have a father. God's your father, and I'm your father, and I'm God, and me and God, we're tight, and we're your father. Right. And also, fuck your mom. Yeah. Not in the good way either. Not that there is a good way to fuck your mom, but whatever sure. you thought I said, I didn't say.
Right.
Because that bitch ain't fam unless she's with God.
Yeah.
And also your brothers, get them the fuck out of here. I'm your brother.
Right.
He's like, ooh, he's all over the page with what family is and how you should treat them.
Right.
So I don't know that Jesus is necessarily the best authority figure either on how to treat family.
Right.
All right. Next question. And this one has a little bit of reading to do. Okay.
All right.
Does God desire animal sacrifices?
So I don't have a personal answer on this because I don't believe in God.
Right.
But I'm going to go with the predominant text that we have read thus far and say yes. Because we went through a whole fucking instructions on about which how ones. To do it and where to do it and where what the time of day goes. And like, you know, all the things, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Like, not really.
According to the Hebrew Bible.
There are rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
I'm with you on your reasoning of how you reached that answer.
Sure.
Not that we think that any God exists or that any God that would exist should desire animal sacrifices. Or that
anybody should ever even consider animal sacrifice. Like, right. Nope.
But does Yahweh, I guess, is the better answer.
According to the Bible?
Does Yahweh desire animal sacrifices?
I think he made it perfectly clear he does.
He sure as fuck does.
Yeah.
Starting in Genesis, and we got so much in Genesis. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Remember that story?
Yeah.
He was like, give me the meat, keep their beet. I don't want the beets, I want the meats. Okay? And then Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took every bit of the clean beast and of every clean fowl. So after the fucking flood and all, they finally reached land. He offered burnt offerings on the altar, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor. You know the way meat.
That one really bothered me because, mm-hmm. like, I was like, they just got done saving all these animals.
now they're just
sacrificing them.
Yep.
I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yep. And that happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, no, it didn't.
But, right. It happened in the Bible, in that story, it happened.
Right.
Okay, further in Genesis, God said to Abraham, take me a heifer of 3 years old and a she-goat of 3 years old and a ram of 3 years old and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against the other, but the birds divided he not. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces.
Mm.
So, yeah. Abraham cut all that shit up.
Yeah.
Cooked it up good. Then moving into Exodus, an altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, said God, Yahweh, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee and I will bless thee.
Okay.
Right. Then later in Leviticus, Aaron and his sons, Aaron, you know, being Moses' brother.
Yeah.
Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering, and he slew it. And Moses took the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar round about with his finger.
Yeah.
And purified the altar and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it.
Mm.
Okay. And, you know, God loved that shit.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We're still in the Pentateuch even. Okay. I'm just like saying a little bit from each piece. Okay.
Sure.
In Numbers, thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and thou shalt burn their fat for an offering made by fire, for a sweet savor unto the Lord.
Sure.
Do it, baby. And then in Deuteronomy, and thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt eat the fucking flesh.
I'm gathering a theme here. They said they killed a lot of animals for God.
Yahweh was all about the animal sacrifice,
right,
okay?
Right, yeah.
He wanted it bad.
Right.
He loved him some animal sacrifice.
Sure.
But guess what?
What?
you're always wrong.
Of course.
Because then in Psalms, Psalm 40, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. God doesn't want that shit. For thou shalt desirest not sacrifice. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings.
Well, so that's all well and good in Psalms and all. But like as we went further into the Old Testament, there became this like wishy-washy mentality with regard to sacrifice. Yeah. Like they started kind of edging away from it a bit.
They started edging away.
Only if you really mean it should you do it. You know, like
don't just tick the boxes.
You gotta feel it.
Tick the boxes, but don't just tick the boxes.
Right. I'd rather you really feel it and not do it than do it and not feel it.
Right.
You know, like, so.
And they're like, how much flair should I wear?
Right.
And he's like, the fact that you're asking is problematic, Joanne. And they're like, look, I'm just a waitress at Applebee's. I just tell me how many, what I need to do to please you.
I feel like this whole thing, because I know where this is heading.
Yeah.
Right. But like, I feel like this whole thing was just a progression over time of how society felt about sacrificing animals to their God, you know? Like, this is a little barbaric, guys. Like, you know, maybe we should not, you know?
Maybe we'll be on the moon someday and we'll have to look back and be like, oh, we sacrificed pigs. That's so silly.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, obviously not. They weren't thinking that, but like, that's what we're thinking now.
But it does feel like it was a slow progression towards like, yeah, we don't necessarily need to do this, you know? Like, it's whatever.
Yeah. Like, you know, maybe just praying's good enough.
Right, yeah.
You know? God could hear us without the fucking animal.
Right.
And also, who can afford all that?
It's a big mess to clean up every week, you know?
It's a big mess, and it's a big expense.
Right.
And I just want to eat the sheep.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, in Isaiah, he that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. So, we were definitely moving towards maybe don't.
Well, I think, I'm going to push back on that one because that was more about somebody's property and not about, like,
in Isaiah,
sacrifice.
In Isaiah?
Yeah, I think that was I'd have to hear the context behind that one, but I don't think that there was ever a point where it was said.
There were places where they said it and we were like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, I specifically remember it was always out of the blue and me and you would be like, why are you saying that? Yes, he does want sacrifice. We read the whole fucking Pentateuch was nothing but rules about sacrifices. And then I never addressed it again until it came up later. Like, just one little sentence that was just, like, shocking in its stupidity.
Okay, I still would like the context around that one.
Well, moving on to Jeremiah. Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. Remember that? And we were like, the fuck you did, sir? Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, every once in a while, he just, like, was like, I didn't say that.
Right.
And we're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in Hosea, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings.
That was more like the tone that was for most of it.
It's like he was trying to take it back, though.
Right.
And it's like, you can't just say that you never said a thing, though.
Yeah.
You can say y'all took it out of context and did it wrong. And we're being legalistic, following the rules without like understanding the intent.
Yeah.
You can say that, but you can't just say, I never said that.
Right.
Like, you lie.
Yeah.
And then in Matthew, of course, this is the contradiction big time.
Sure.
In chapter 9, it says, I will have mercy and not sacrifice.
Mm.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we don't sacrifice animals anymore, y'all.
Right.
But Yahweh did want it big at some point.
Remember how much he loved the aroma and the, you know, like.
He savored the smell. Oh, he could not get enough bacon, I'm telling you.
Right.
All right. I mean,
they didn't sacrifice bacon.
They didn't.
Not bacon. They didn't sacrifice pigs.
Right. But if they had, though, he would have thought that smells so good.
Right.
Mm. Because bacon does smell good,
though. It does.
There is nothing that smells better than bacon, if I'm being honest.
It's up there.
It's right up there in the top three, yeah. I would say.
Right.
All right. Next question. Hey. So did God originally create humans, male and female?
What do you mean by originally?
You tell me.
Well, no. Because originally he made man.
Right.
Then he made woman from man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in Genesis, several different places in Genesis, it says, no, God created a man first, then animals, and then a woman.
Right.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I'll make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him.
What did you say?
A helpmeet.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
A partner. A lot of people read it wrong and they say helpmate.
Okay.
And it means a partner, a helper.
Got it.
But the word is actually helpmeet.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you went through this at like when we first read it.
I don't think we read that term.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did. All right. Because you were like, what's a helpmeet? And I was like, it's what Christians call a helpmate, but they're saying it wrong.
Got it.
But it's a partner. It's somebody to shoulder part of the burdens. It's somebody to make him a sandwich and bring him a beer at dinner.
Got it.
Somebody to meet him at the door wearing makeup.
Sure.
It's somebody to give him children, yet somehow retain a virginal, pristine type pussy.
Mm.
It's that girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, he had not one. Womp, womp. And it was so sad for the little incel.
Yeah.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs.
Yeah.
And closed up the flesh instead thereof. And remember, we had a whole discussion
about LASIK. And yeah.
God LASIK, right. Yeah. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And he said, bend, bitch. Bend the knee and suck the dick. And it's been that way ever since. And women do be fighting that shit, but we just can't get a leg up. The man do be putting his boot on our neck. Fuck the patriarchy. Okay. So, but anyway, parts of Genesis also are like, wait, but nah, God created man in his own image, and the image of God created him, male and female created he them. Because remember, Genesis had two different stories, two different origin stories.
Right.
I think it was the P author and the Q author, or the P testimony and the Q testimony.
Whatever
the fuck those are called. They were basically two different origin stories that they tried to like mash together into one, and they did a really lousy fucking job.
Right.
And also Matthew was like, no, he made them at the beginning. He made them male and female. Duh.
Yeah.
He made them at the same time. 1, 2, 3, go. Man and boy. Boy and girl. Man and woman. Boy and girl. There's one dick and there's one vagina, and they go together, and it's not a spectrum. You're lying. Science can eat my ass. That's what Jesus and God and all the followers sound like.
Yeah.
Because they want it to be that way so bad. Life would be so much easier if it was just one or the other. Pick one and get there. Just kidding. You don't get to pick. You're either king of the world or you're the subservient piece of shit garbage.
Mm.
You don't get to pick.
Yeah.
La la, that's so lucky for the guy born on top. All right, next question. Is it necessary to keep the Sabbath, my friend? What's the Bible say about it?
According to God, yes.
Yes. Going way back.
He killed fuckers over this. The guy tried to pick up a stick, remember? Yep.
That's one of the examples I use. Yeah. So going back as far back as Exodus, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death.
Right. Yeah.
I will smite thy ass.
Serious shit.
Yeah.
You know?
My Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations.
Right.
For a perpetual covenant.
Yeah.
6 days work shall be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy day, because they didn't have unions to fight for that other day off. A Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to motherfucking death. Don't work on the goddamn Sabbath, asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. Then moving into Leviticus, you shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Remember, he's like, I am God.
Yeah.
I am the Lord.
Right.
6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall not work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord. Okay. Yeah. Moving into Numbers. And they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day, and all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died.
As I forgot. Lord, I thought it was God that killed him.
As the Lord commanded Moses.
Oh, so it was, but God commanded
via the dudes,
the people, to kill this dude.
For picking up the sticks. Lord commanded Moses, who then commanded the people
right.
to stone the dude for picking up sticks on the Sabbath.
That's just crazy.
Could you imagine? You're picking up sticks. You're just going along trying to help. You didn't have your fucking Apple Watch with you or whatever, so you didn't have a calendar that day.
Yeah.
And then
you die.
And then everybody starts throwing rocks at you. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do it. Not I have great. To think that they didn't like him for other reasons.
That's my theory, yeah.
Otherwise, they might have been like, hey, it's the Sabbath.
I have a feeling it's more just a story to emphasize how important it is.
It's a tall tale.
Right.
It's a fairy tale with morals.
Yeah.
Yeah. But moving into Deuteronomy, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving out of the Pentateuch, okay, into Isaiah, blessed is the man that keeps the Sabbath. And then Matthew even says in chapter 24, so toward the end of Matthew,
yeah,
but pray you that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Now, he wasn't specifically like excited because he's like, keep the Sabbath, y'all.
Yeah.
He was actually saying, ooh, that might be a bad day to run
because,
you know, it should be rough on the Sabbath. Everything's closed.
Yeah.
Gas stations ain't open on the Sabbath. I don't know what you're going to do.
Right.
So I don't know that that's the best example, but then he does say later, you're always wrong. It doesn't matter at all.
Okay.
Sabbath, fuck the Sabbath. We don't care. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn. Remember?
Mm, yep.
And his disciples were hungry and began to pluck the ears of corn to eat. They just were hungry.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't poor or anything.
Right.
They were just hungry.
Yeah.
But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, oh, behold, the disciples do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Ooh, how disgusting. Yeah. And then Jesus and Matthew went into a whole diatribe about how I get to set the fucking Sabbath. And,
right.
And I could say, and if we're hungry, we get to eat. And if we're starving, you would let a starving man die. And they're like,
I will say, I think that killing people over working on the Sabbath is a bit extreme.
Right.
You know, like I side with Jesus on this one, but like at the same time, like,
here's the thing. I side with his point that you and I, we've already covered this, that you and I were talking about through the whole thing.
Right.
That we were like, oh my God, really? You're going to kill people for working on the Sabbath?
Yeah.
That's crazy, yo.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
But also,
Jesus is like, nah, y'all got it wrong. And we're like,
it was a big fucking deal, dude.
It was such a big deal that you and I were up in arms about it.
Yeah.
And that's what I have the problem with.
Right.
Not
the rewriting of history.
Yeah. Not what Jesus is saying, but that he's like, nah, y'all got it wrong. God's cool with, It's fine. You're missing the point.
But like when he's saying that, he's saying Moses got it wrong.
Right?
You know?
And I'm like, you dare?
Right. Like you're literally contradicting major influences from the Bible.
You are literally doing Judaism wrong, sir.
Right.
And I understand that I'm not supposed to say that, but it is fucking true.
Right.
Jesus did Judaism incorrectly and tried to tell everybody how the new Judaism was going to work.
Right.
He was reinterpreting it. That's why it's a different religion now.
Well, yeah. And people would say, well, that's because he was the Son of God. He was here to rewrite the way we do things.
But also, no, he didn't. He didn't rewrite things. No, and I'm like, pick one and get there.
I know.
He rewrote everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a dumb, weird religion.
They want all the things all the time.
They want all the things.
Whenever they need them.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Next question. Hey, this is a great question. I love this question. What kind of animals can we eat? May we eat? What kind?
The yummy kind.
Okay, there are several choices. You get to pick out of four.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't eat animals. Be a vegan. Okay? That's one of your choices.
Okay.
Only certain kinds of animals can be eaten. That's choice two.
Biblically, that's the one I would go with.
The next one is eat anything that moves. Get it.
I think that's the one Jesus advocates.
And then the last one is eat whatever you want. Nothing's unclean. It's all fine. You don't even got to wash it. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Right. Okay.
So which one?
I'm gonna go with the biblical and say that they can't eat certain animals.
Certain animals, right. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to read that one because that is how it started out.
Yeah.
In Deuteronomy, only certain kinds of animals can be eaten. In Deuteronomy, it says, nevertheless, these you shall not eat, of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the cloven hoof, as the camel and the hare and the coney, for they chew the cud, but divide not the hoof. Mm. Therefore, they are unclean to you.
Okay.
And the swine, because it divides the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. You shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcasses.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to do both. It only has to do one or the other.
Right.
And fuck those animals. You cannot eat them.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it says similarly in Leviticus, these are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever part of the hoof and is cloven footed and chews the cud among the beasts that you shall eat. Nevertheless, these shall you not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, blah, blah, blah. Okay?
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. Umpty frats.
Right.
Okay? So those agree with you. But in Genesis, in the very, very, very beginning, God was pretty much vegan. Okay?
Okay.
He said, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. So that was like before, I think while they were still in the garden. Okay. He really wanted, don't be eating animals.
Okay.
Like, I think that was very Adam and Eve oriented, but then they like got out of the garden, you know, because he kicked them out, and he's like, fine, y'all gonna till the land and eat the animals, and you're gonna have birth pains, and Eve, you're gonna have two boys, and one's gonna kill the other, but then you'll have another one, so don't worry about it.
Sure.
Yeah. And then, you know, after that, it was meat all the way down.
Right.
But only sometimes, depending on the animal. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but then also eat anything that moves. In Genesis, every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you.
Mm.
Right? Like, okay. What?
Right.
And then in Deuteronomy, thou may kill and eat in all thy gates whatsoever thou soul lusteth after.
Mm.
The unclean and the clean may you eat thereof, as of the roebuck and the hart. You may eat the flesh, whatever the soul lusts after. Thou shalt kill and thou shalt eat whatever the soul lusts after. The roebuck and the hart is eaten, so thou shalt eat them, and the clean and the unclean you shall eat of them alike. I don't remember, but it says it in several different places in Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verses 15 and 20 through 22.
I would be curious about the context, just because it doesn't strike me as correct, but okay.
Already in the Bible.
No, I got you, but
I mean, it said it in in Genesis, too.
But it could be, the Genesis one sounded a little more okay, because it, like, I have reasons for the way I feel about it, but, like, the last one, though, the way it was said, even, like lust or what was it? What are the words?
Whatever thy soul lusts after.
Yeah, it just sounds very much like he's speaking of someone who's not great.
Like, are you talking about Cain or something?
Right. No, I mean, I guess that's kind of where I was getting at. Like, maybe it's a reference to something else, but I don't know.
It doesn't matter because Matthew don't give a shit.
I do know that essentially the Old Testament was like, you can eat meat, but just not these ones.
Right.
That was the gist of the message that I got from it.
No, yeah, definitely. And most Jewish people follow those laws to this day.
Yeah.
To this day. But Matthew is like, nah, fuck all those laws. Eat whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Nothing's unclean. You don't even got to wash it. It's fine. It's fine.
Got it.
So he said unto them, are you so without understanding? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without enters into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it enters not into his heart, but into the belly, and goes out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which comes out of the man, that defiles the man.
Okay.
So he's like, garbage in, garbage out kind of thing. But he's like, it's not the food that's the problem.
Sure.
It's what materials you're bringing in, like, knowledge-wise, and then, like, what you're pooping out your mouth.
Right.
Is just basically like poop.
Got it.
I'm like, whatever, Matthew, you weirdo. All right, here's a good question I also love. Can God be seen?
No. I mean, I know this one. We've covered this one before.
It's supposed to be no, because in Exodus, God is invisible and cannot be seen. And if you do see him, you'll die.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
There shall no man see me and live, it says in Exodus. Period. The end.
I think Moses once saw his butt cheek or something.
I mean, so many people saw him, my love.
Yeah.
So many people.
Right.
Okay. Abraham saw God several times. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed I will give this land. And there he built an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, blah, 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 blah. And the Lord appeared unto him, Abram, in the plains of Mamre. Like, he appeared to him
That was early on in human, It was like the beginning of the whole God thing, right?
And so, that was in Genesis.
Yeah.
In Exodus, and I, God, appeared unto Abraham. That happened in Exodus.
All right.
Okay. But Isaac saw him twice in Genesis and Exodus.
But was it in a dream?
And the Lord appeared unto him, Isaac, and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I tell thee of.
Okay.
And the Lord appeared unto him, Isaac, the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not.
It is a little, odd that it says at night.
It does.
You know what I mean?
But then in Exodus it says, and I appeared unto Isaac.
Sure.
He just appeared to him.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. Jacob saw him face to face and beat him in a wrestling match. Remember that?
That was a little questionable because it didn't actually ever say God.
Well,
it alluded to that fact.
It did, but then they cleared up later that, yeah, that was either God or the angel of the Lord as God.
Right.
So in Genesis, it says, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. And as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face. See?
Okay.
And my life is preserved.
I see.
And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padanaram. Remember Padanaram?
Yeah, yeah.
And blessed him. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan. See? Okay.
Yeah.
And then in Exodus, and I, God, appeared unto Jacob. Boom.
Okay. Jacob saw God a lot.
Yeah.
Like, man.
Okay. Then we get to Moses.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, he appeared face to face. And like you pointed out, he even got to see his ass.
Right.
Right. Yeah. The Lord God appeared unto me, Moses, saying, I have surely visited you, that they may believe that the Lord God has appeared unto thee, Moses. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to a friend, dot, dot, dot.
Right.
And I, God, will take away my hand, and you, Moses, shall see my back parts. Kiss my ass, Moses. And then in Numbers, my servant Moses is not so who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth. And then in Deuteronomy, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face.
Yeah.
Except, yes, it did.
Right.
It says that never happened ever again. Just kidding, because it did.
Right.
What? So in Numbers, let me just step back. God talked face to face to all the people of Israel, and he plans to do so again someday.
Ah.
In Numbers, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face. And then in Deuteronomy, the Lord talked with you, the people of Israel, face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire.
Okay.
Then in the book of Baruch.
Yeah.
Baruch is on fire. Remember how I did that all the time?
Yeah.
Afterwards, he was seen upon earth and conversed with men. Wow. You know the way he did.
Yeah.
And then in Ezekiel, and I, God, will bring you, the Israelites, into the wilderness of the people, and there I will plead with you face to face. So, yeah, this is fine. It's fine.
Right.
Isaiah saw God sitting up on a throne.
Okay.
I, Isaiah, also saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. Blah, blah, blah. Then said I, woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. That was in the book of Isaiah.
Okay.
And in the book of Matthew, Jesus said that angels see God's face, and whoever has seen Jesus has seen God.
Okay.
Take heed that you despise not of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven.
I see.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So who knows what the right answer is? Because you know why?
Because it's always different.
It's not that we're wrong.
No.
I can't even sing that. It's that the Bible is wonky.
Yeah.
It's wishy-washy.
It is.
All right, next question.
Okay.
Ooh, this one's a doozy. Ooh, it's rough. Ready?
Yep.
Does God approve of slavery?
Yes.
Wow, you didn't even have to think about it. No, it's true. He does. He totally does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
So we've got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Joshua.
Right.
All talking about, fuck yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he, Noah, said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be a servant. And by servant, we always mean slave.
Right.
God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Slave, and he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generations. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger,
yeah,
which is not thy seed, he that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, a slave,
right,
must needs be circumcised.
Yeah.
You got to chop
that. Why would you need rules from God about things that shouldn't exist?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And the Lord has blessed my master Abraham greatly, and he has become great, and he's given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants. So lots of slaves,
yeah,
and camels and asses.
Yeah.
You know, slaves, camels, asses, silver, gold, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant or maidservant. Don't covet his slaves.
Right.
Nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that's your neighbor's.
I think it's just the offhanded just acceptance.
The forks, more the spoons, often than not, the slaves. Right?
Like, yeah. Like
it's so grotesque.
They're all part of the conversation,
right,
with regard to what God's laws were. And
it's not a question of did he approve of slavery. Slavery was so commonplace that they were listed with your belongings.
Yeah.
Your shirts, your pants,
your
slaves.
It was just a course of the day, you know? Like,
yeah.
It was just like, this is just how things were.
He wasn't excited about it.
Right.
It was just a thing that exists.
Right.
Rocks, mugs, plates, slaves, chips,
right,
bread.
So, of course, he accepts it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as it stood,
2,000 plus years ago.
Did he approve it? Yeah, it was the norm.
Let's just say it as it is. Man at the time approved of it.
Right.
Because they owned the fucking slaves.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
They wrote it into their goddamn book.
Yeah. And, you know, I could go on and on, but basically it's all the same of ways of saying they had slaves and it was normal because it was part of their possession.
I mean, it was one of the things we harped on so much in the Old Testament.
I still harp on it.
There are so many instances of that.
Right.
So
I will read this last one that's from Joshua because that's outside of the Pentateuch.
Okay.
It's still back in the Deuteronomistic history.
Sure.
So it's still early days.
Right.
But it's outside of the Pentateuch.
Sure.
Now, therefore, you are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondsmen and hewers of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day.
Mm,
yeah, okay. Whoever they conquer, Joshua's like, and you will be slaves forever.
Right.
You get to... You know,
and there was times when God commanded, like, when they conquered, to take people as slaves and whatever.
Right.
So, it's in there.
It's gross.
Right.
There are some things in here that, because the other answer is, no, you're always wrong. God, of course, disapproves of slavery.
Sure.
These are supposed to be some instances of that. I'm going to push back lightly on that. It doesn't mean that he disapproves of slavery, because you would have to recognize those people as human.
Right.
For these rules to apply, such as in Leviticus, where it says, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yeah,
didn't recognize their neighbors as humans, then they didn't love them as themselves because they were slaves.
Well, I think we should look at this more as like a caste system, right? Like, I mean, the people in these times that were slaves, they were just the lowest of the low.
Mm-hmm.
You worked for no money to survive.
Right.
You know, like we were talking about times when bartering was the main form of transaction. So they bartered for their own lives because they didn't have property. They didn't have means. They didn't have anything.
That's why the rules about how to feed the poor and let them glean food off of the edges of your property.
Right. So their entire way of existing is to essentially be slaves to these people who were landowners. Right.
And I mean, that's supposed to be why every 7 years they did the Jubilee thing.
Sure.
Where they, you know,
to
set
an extent,
it straight,
except for when your slaves were people from other cultures, because there's nothing there.
Right. Love thy neighbor as thyself only counts if you think of your neighbor as human.
Right.
If you don't, then whatever.
Yeah.
And that's in both Leviticus and Matthew.
Sure.
It says that because, you know, Matthew a lot of times quoted from these early instances when it behooved him to do so. In Leviticus it also says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And you can't have liberty if you have slaves, so therefore that's supposed to be proof that God did disapprove of slavery. But again,
you could say the same thing about the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we claim that all men are created equal while at the same time having slaves.
Right.
So I mean, just because a text says something doesn't necessarily mean it translates to that time and what that actually meant.
Well, it always depends on an understanding of what they meant by it.
Right.
And what they mean by the people to whom it applies.
Right.
Because, like, the left progressives were saying Black Lives Matter, and the right was like, but not more than white people. All lives matter, you fucking terrorists. And, like, clearly they were either intentionally misunderstanding what we meant or they were really so stupid as to think that we were actually trying to say that one race matters more than another. What we were trying to say is, y'all ain't doing it right. You're treating Black people poorly. And we're trying to say that their lives should matter.
Yeah.
And clearly you are saying that they don't.
Right.
Therefore, we are trying to tell you, but yes, they do though.
Right.
And that whole difference of understanding of that. That's just another example of who we consider as human.
Yeah.
And there are always going to be times in history, even today in America, when we do not consider some of our neighbors to be our equal or to be human. And yeah. therefore we can say illegals, you know, and what we mean is, ew, yucky brown people, get rid of them. And we're not seeing them as humans.
Here's what I know. What I know is that most people have some implicit bias built into them, mm-hmm. either from the way that they grew up
sure.
or from society or whatever the case may be. Sure. Right. I think the goal is to rise above that and understand that people are people and they should be treated as such.
Right. right?
And, you know, it's that we've got a lot of baggage in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there are a lot of us who are trying to rise above that baggage, but there are a lot who are not.
Right.
And
there are a lot who enjoy the baggage and want to pretend that it's not there.
Right. And sadly, the Bible kind of drags this through this whole thing.
Right.
And it makes it okay.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Which is why we have to read it, because we have to read it so that we can be like, this is your excuse for being shit.
Yeah.
This is what you're using as your reason for being shit. This yeah. is stupid. Can't you just be stupid and rude and mean and horrid without
the Bible? I don't know if you know this, but like during the slave trade of the, you know, 1800s and prior, but like especially when there was like abolitionists forming in the United States and things were starting to like, hey, let's free the slaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were literal like slave Bibles that were interpreted in such a way that vindicated the slave owners.
Yeah.
And they were passed out to the slaves that could read and stuff too, to justify the reason that they were sure. slaves.
Yeah.
Like they used the Bible as propaganda mm-hmm. for slavery.
Yeah.
Like that is a real thing that happened in the United States.
Yeah.
Like it's just fucking nuts to me.
And we're not supposed to talk about it, and we're not supposed right, to acknowledge right. it. And at the same time, we're supposed to be excited about it.
I don't know about being excited about it, but I mean, it obviously still affects ideas that permeate our society today.
I mean, it's why you would have a whole group of people talking about how statues commemorating Civil War heroes should remain, even though those statues were not put up until like well after, like during Civil Rights era.
Yeah.
To you know, put black people back in their place, basically.
Yeah, how dare you guys want rights?
And then, you know, ignorant white people are like, but it commemorates things it's historical. And it's like, you guys didn't even have this.
I'm all for history. I love history.
I love history.
History
too.
Is like my favorite fucking subject on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And yet,
fuck those statues.
History is there to be studied so that you don't repeat the bad.
Exactly.
History is there to show us an example of what not to do.
Again, you know what? Let's gather up all those little fucking statues and put them all inside your little Nazi building that all you little Nazis can go have your little Nazi party tea parties at.
And I hear Epstein Island's available.
I hear Epstein Island would be a perfect place for this kind of shit. You know? Like, I would never want to take away your right to be a shitty human being and to insist that the South will ride again with your little fucking don't tread on me snake right. flag, whatever.
Yeah, right.
God.
Right.
Yeah. So gross.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I can't fucking stand Republicans. Ugh. Anyway, with regard to slavery in Isaiah, it says, is this not the fast that I have chosen to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free and that you break every yoke?
Yeah.
So he wanted to set them all free, supposedly. Sure. But I bet it didn't apply to all the slaves, just right. the ones that he just decided.
The nice Jewish slaves, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then in Jeremiah, woe unto him that builds his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by wrong, that uses his neighbor's service without wages and gives him not payment for his work.
Okay.
So He's like...
But again, I feel like, because you're saying the word neighbor there, right?
Right.
And there was a thing where if you didn't have enough money to run your estate, you would work for free for whoever took it over.
Right.
And this is what the Jubilee was about. This is like, this to is what that's kind things. Of
yeah.
referencing. It's still the nicer version of what slavery was back then, because there sure. were more nefarious versions of what slavery were back then, too. And just generally, when they're talking about setting people free, they're talking about the Jewish own. People
they're talking who about are themselves. Slaves.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
It's all in who you consider human.
Right.
Sorry, but it is.
Yeah.
And then all the way down to Matthew says, neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, who is Christ.
Sure.
He's saying there's only one master. And I'm like, that's so cute, but yeah. have you told some of the white people?
Right, that, like, that's all well and good, but have you, like, what's your stance on this over here?
Right.
Like, specifically, I'm not asking, like, in general, that's a nice general statement.
Have you told American,
like, let's nail white this down.
Southerners?
Right, I want to know the specific stance on this, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you visited states like, I don't know, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, you know, Kentucky?
I will say, for being God's word and so many laws about how to burn meat for God's pleasure and all the things, right? We mm-hmm. seriously lack any specific rules for things that seem to really matter.
Like slavery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Amazing. It's almost like it didn't really fucking matter.
Right. Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
All right. Next question, because fuck slavery.
Right.
Should we do what the Pharisees say to do?
I don't give a fuck. Do whatever the fuck you want. No. No, don't do it. I mean, that Jesus definitely does not want to do what the Pharisees say to do.
Well, it depends on which side of Matthew you're on.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Because early on, no. Jesus. I don't know why I said it that way. Sorry. Jesus bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. So he was like, no, don't do what the Pharisees or the Sadducees say.
Okay.
Okay. But then further in, he says, yeah, I guess, whatever. Then spoke Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. Follow the law.
Like, sure.
He's saying follow the law.
I bet that was pre-chapter 17.
No, I just said it was chapter 23.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay.
He's saying just follow the rules.
Okay. All right.
You know, when in Rome kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny because they were in Rome.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right. Next question. Hey, here's a good one. When will the world come to an end? When's the end of the world coming?
Probably tomorrow. I don't know.
I mean,
that's
has anybody
checked? That's what I keep hearing all the time.
Has anybody ever checked Trump's position on the nuclear buttons?
Yeah. What's the latest? Has anybody got a credible, end source of the world thing going on right now? I don't know.
Right. Depends on which side of Matthew you're on. You know, okay. Call coming from within the house. Yeah. Right. In chapter 10, before the gospel is preached to all the cities of Israel is when the end of the world will come. Okay. Chapter 10 says, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come.
Okay. All right.
But then in chapter 24, so now we're towards the end.
Yeah.
It's after the gospel is preached to all the nations on the earth. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall come the end.
Well, we have the internet, so I think that's done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out there.
It's good. It's fine.
We covered it.
Yep.
All the nations. They got it. Where are you, my guy?
Right? Oh, yeah. No.
You know?
Magic isn't real.
Right. Yeah.
Next question. We're headed toward the end now, okay?
Okay.
When did Jesus say that he would return?
Within their lifetimes. The apostles.
Well, I'm going to read you both places of what Matthew said.
Okay.
Early on in chapter 10, it's before his disciples preached throughout Israel. Verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man comes. Okay. But in chapter 24, again toward the end, it's after the gospel is preached throughout the world. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations, and then shall the end come.
Okay? I'm going to just throw this out there, their idea of what the whole world entailed was a little limited also.
Yeah.
So
that is true. They didn't really know what the fuck they were talking about.
Right.
Being uneducated as to globes and math and things.
And didn't have planes.
Right. Or Netflix. Yeah. All right. Next question. Hey, so will the Earth last forever?
No, it will not, actually.
Correct. But it does depend who you ask. Deuteronomy says, well,
Neil Gaiman said, not Neil Gaiman, Jesus, we were talking about Neil Gaiman earlier for something, but no.
So he's stuck in your head?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
We'll tell you.
He's the science one.
Yeah. We'll tell you that the world is going to end.
The world is going to end.
Yeah.
But back in Deuteronomy, they didn't know that yet.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So they're like, no, the Earth is going to last forever. It's fine. Just like, oh, in Russia right now, have you heard? They're digging a fucking hole miles and miles down to prove that oil is just always there and it's never ending supply. For real. And,
okay.
And so the rest of the world is like, yeah, that's cool. Keep spending money and resources doing that and stop bombing Ukraine. And just keep drilling, Russia. You're fine. I'm sure you're right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, I thought that was so grand. Yeah. Yeah. The world's going to last forever along with the oil in Russia. You just keep fucking digging, baby. Okay. Yeah, it's not Vladimir Putin, but one of his friends, who's also named Vlad, is in charge of this digging project.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in Deuteronomy, it says that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God gives thee forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So it's going to go on forever.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as you pointed out, no, stupid.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Russia. To Russia with love, you're wrong. But nobody tell them.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Nobody tell them.
Yeah.
Even in Isaiah, they knew, for behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth. Because this one's going to end, you know?
Right.
I'm going to give you a new earth.
Yeah.
I don't think that's scientifically sound.
No.
But at least they were like, this one's done.
Right.
And then in Matthew, you know, because you're always wrong.
Sure.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Now, I have to push back on Matthew a little bit, because if heaven and earth is gone, how are your
words? Yeah, right?
Who's telling them to each other?
Yeah.
There's no people if heaven and earth are gone.
Yeah, that sounds...
My friends.
Maybe just like... It's just like echo until the next group comes along or something.
Right?
Like,
it's like, oh, you're so cute. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I love a geographically challenged Jesus.
Right, yeah.
There is nothing that I love more than a Jesus who doesn't know geography, history, math, so many things.
Right.
Like, I'm smarter than Jesus.
That should be a bumper sticker. That should be a bumper sticker.
I'm smarter than Jesus because I know geography and shit.
Yeah.
All right. We're heading on to the last two questions.
Okay.
And these are just so funny to me. Is usury wrong? Usury is money lending. Is money lending wrong?
No, but you can't charge interest.
Correct. But let's go back to Exodus, okay?
Okay.
Money lending is condemned by God in Exodus.
Yeah.
If you lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury. Well, don't fucking do it,
okay,
bitches.
Okay, I hear that, but at the same time, later, these people, God also created rules
about how to do banking.
Right,
shit.
Yeah. So, like, I call bullshit because, like, that's a contradiction in and of itself.
No, so true. So true. I think maybe that they were like, oh, we have money now, though.
Right, yeah.
We found gold.
Right. As we all know, money talks and, you know, other shit walks.
Right, yeah. But as you pointed out originally, no, Jesus approved of it and it's fine. Usury's not wrong, okay?
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 25 says, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, you know, the money changers.
Yeah, what are you supposed to
invest? Right. Invest, said Ziegler in the movie Mulan.
I hate that fucking story.
That story was horrible.
Yeah.
And then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury. So I think maybe usury is not just money lending, but like
interest. Right.
Yeah. So interest is fine. It's fine. Lend money all you want if you're a Christian, but not if you're Jewish. And Matthew is saying that Jesus was already being not Jewish.
Right.
I just cannot point that out often enough.
Yeah.
He was such a bad Jew. Yeah. He was so bad at Judaism.
According to Jesus, God wanted you to collect interest. Like, yeah. Like, that's like, but also not if you go by the Old Testament. So.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
What? Yeah.
What the fuck
Jesus
is this?
Jesus loves interest.
Right.
Jesus fucking loves interest.
Yeah.
Yahweh, not as much, but Jesus was all about it.
Yeah.
Just like a Nepo baby. You know? All right, last question. And I just thought this was so appropriate. Ready?
Sure.
When was heaven created?
I have no fucking clue.
All right, you have three choices. Okay. Ready?
All right.
In the beginning, on the second day, or when the earth was created?
I'm going to go with him in the beginning.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
You're always wrong.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and sing it now in case I forget later.
Okay.
You're always wrong. Okay. We'll go through these in order.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's the first fucking sentence of the Bible.
I know.
Right? Yeah. So, you can't go wrong.
That's why I went with it, because I'm like, it's right there.
It's right there.
You open
the first fucking sentence.
Right.
And it's right there. Yeah. So, yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah.
I think that's the best answer, honestly.
I mean, it almost, yeah.
But
that's
then,
how you started the whole goddamn book.
Right. Exactly. But then later in Genesis.
Yeah.
In the same chapter of Genesis.
Sure.
Just a few verses later.
Because there were multiple stories smashed together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He goes on to talk about the firmament and the voids and the things separated. I'm not going to read it because we all know it's silly.
Right.
But Genesis has a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah.
So it was.
That's an understatement.
According to Genesis, it was either in the beginning or the second day of creation.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. But somewhere thereabouts.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, that's fair. Somewhere thereabouts.
Early on.
Real early.
Yeah.
Toward the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay? Matthew, though, way, all the way, we're, like, cruising all the way through the entire Hebrew Bible.
Yeah.
Into the Gospels.
Yeah, this is at least, like, 4,000 years after the earth began.
Matthew says, yeah. Matthew says, that's funny. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So Matthew's saying it was when the earth was created. Okay.
Okay.
The foundation of the world was created. That's when heaven was made.
Which the earth, the world was here technically before.
Yeah.
Because God was, there was formless land at least.
That was the firmament.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Matthew's, again, misquoting.
Yeah.
From the Hebrew Bible.
Right.
And that, again, is why Jesus is a bad Jew.
Again, I really feel like these people, the Jesus people, were more just zealots as opposed to like actual scholars. Like not to say that they didn't study, but they studied badly.
They misquoted, they got it wrong.
Yeah.
They were radicals and they were really
they were good at being radicals.
They were very good at being rabble rousers.
Sure, sure.
They were bad at keeping secrets.
Right, right.
They were also bad at magic and telling stories.
I feel like they just had the better propaganda machine at the time, maybe. That had to have been what it was, you know?
Somehow. Which is really weird.
Sure.
It's weird that such a bad, dumb story lasted.
Maybe they just had the better storytellers. I don't know.
Isn't that sad? Because look how bad these storytellers were.
Well, but you read the Old Testament. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to compete with.
That's what I'm saying. This is the best of the lot. We ended up with the best storytellers of the time.
Maybe they were
pathetic.
Maybe they were better speakers than writers.
Maybe they were better at storing them.
I don't know. But they sure as fuck had a lot of contradictions.
They had so many. You're always wrong.
Right, right. All right. Well, that was our contradictions, our second episode of contradictions, which means that we are We're fucking done.
I can't stand Matthew.
With Matthew.
I'm so done with that douche.
Yeah. As soon as we hit end, we're actually done.
Yeah.
You ready to do that?
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.